So my partner is Karina, and today I'm going to interview her. So the first question is, what are some social situations that make you uncomfortable?
I'm not comfortable with the insurance of the sales. They constantly ask me if I need help, so I can't easily shop. I usually focusing on my mobile phone or music to express a friendly rejection. For example, like when I go to Sephora, have you been there?
Yeah.
And they are like, always ask me, do I have any question or I need any help?
Okay, the second question is, do you prefer a lively or quiet environment? Why?
I like go to a quiet environment because too many people will make me like feel nervous and feel it's like crowded, so I don't like it. I usually choose some places like not tourist place, and for example, like when the first time I come to New York, I went to Times Square. I went to Times Square where there were so many people. Every time I choose a place with fewer people.
Okay, so would you be willing to take the initiative to help people you don't know?
I think it depends on different situations. Like sometimes I will help the people that I don't know. I think it also depends on different people, but usually in the city of New York, I think it's easy for everyone to like show there's a intuitive about things around them, and the people are showing in different things. But when I can do what I can, I will choose to help others without like burdening myself. But I don't like to trouble others also, and I can try my best to solve problems without trying to trouble people around me.
Okay, so the first question is, what is the most impressive thing that has happened to you in the past years?
I think it's a kind of hard question because there are so many things, but there's like last summer I went to learn how to bake French bread, and that is one thing I've been enjoyed, and I always want to learn, although it is very hard to make like all day, and I can still taste the bread I made. I'm very happy and feel full. On that day, I not only gain skills, but also gain a very good relationship with a friend.
The fifth question is, will you take the initiative to meet new people?
I usually don't like to invite to make friends or new friends and socialize. But when I have to socialize, I will smile and accept. I think it depends on different situation, different people. I will show different experience. Social makes me feel like complicated and troublesome. I usually choose to spend only one or two friends on weekends and space time. For example, my mother sometimes ask me to like join some of her friends' dinner or party, but I don't really know them. I feel uncomfortable and nervous, but I will jokingly laugh at them. I think this process is consuming.
Okay. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, yes.
So the next question is, what will you do on weekends? Will you make a plan before the day?
Yes. Usually I will like schedule a dinner with my friends on the weekday, like about the weekend's agenda. And like most of the time we will go to find a good restaurant or see a movie. And sometimes we will go shopping or find a cafe to like talk about like our week like week. And sometimes we will go to school, study together, like in the making centers.
Okay. And how would you maintain a relationship?
I think to maintain a relationship is to show the true self, and when I interact with people, only real people can attract people of the same kind. I feel that maintaining a good relationship is to treat people with sincerity and give them enough private space, but still maintain a close relationship.
If one day you achieve your dream or goal, what would you do?
My current dream is to graduate from school. I hope that after I graduate, I can go to Japan to learn about the Japanese craftsmanship and aesthetic for a year. And I don't need to care about the degree or the grades. I only need to focus on and enjoy the learning process experience and graduate it and regard it as a hobby. And there's a lot of handcraft that I like to collect, and I can enjoy it, like collecting them in Japan. And I also major in fashion design, so I like to collect different fabric and patterns.
Okay, so the next question is, what is the most important thing for you?
I think the most important things for me is that my family is healthy, and that my best friend who share their interests can maintain a good relationship and keep them happy. These are the precious and the most important things for me.
Okay, and then finally, the last question. Will you give up what you want to accomplish because of some failures and setbacks?
I usually get frustrated and annoyed when I encounter difficult, but I won't give up, and I will keep trying it. And I often encounter such things in my homework, but I never give up on completing each one. Most people will double and expand themselves when they encounter such a situation, and even understanding that they may not be situated for what they like and are doing, everything will have its bottleneck and the difficult, and choose to give up. We might as well choose to change the way to start or do other things, and then inspire to come back to try again.
Okay, that's all the questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.